Father, we give you the praise. We worship you. We honor you. Accept our praise. Accept our time. We worship you. Blessed be your name. Honor your name. Lift your hands where you are. As you receive his name. Wonderful, desperate recovery conference. All the testimonies, all the manifestations. We worship and we honor you in Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give all the praise. Remain standing 1 minute. What it is, not Onyami. What I was hearing today is Onyami. What is it? Oh. That's right. Take it again. Presence of the Lord. For in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Is there somebody excited to be in his presence today? Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. Can you help me walk to 7 people? Welcome them to the presence of the Lord with a handshake. Welcome.
Oh, yeah.
have two more things to do. Now you are going to give it, you are going to walk to seven other people and tell them, congratulations for your new level. Congratulations for your new level. Congratulations for your new level. Go ahead. Subject is the blessing of praise. When we talk about praise, it is actually praise and worship. In this month, we shall be doing very, very extensive praising and extensive worshiping. So the charge shall be as sharp as possible so we can have the time to do the practical. Hallelujah. Psalm 67 and in verse 5. By the way, we want to appreciate the Lord, we want to honor him, we want to appreciate him for all the incredible manifestations of his power in the just concluded Destiny Recovery Convention. If you have not received yours, get ready, it will happen to you. And so we have Psalm 67, verse 5 all the way to verse 7. Everybody read it with me. One, two, go. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody who is positioning for fearful blessings, shout the loudest amen. Somebody getting set for frightening blessings, shout the loudest amen. Our objective this morning is understanding the diverse blessings of praise. Understanding the diverse blessings of praise. By way of introduction, it is important to note that the praise of God, that is the praise and the worship of God, is one of the surest highways to blessing in life. One of the surest highways. If you don't understand what to do to experience blessing in life, praising God, worshiping Him, is one of the surest highways to the blessing. If we check through scripture, some of the most blessed people in the Bible have something to do with praise. They have something to do with worship. And I'll give you an example in this service. Example, David. In fact, before we go to David, you look at Abraham. In Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 3, when God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac, Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass. I am the Lord, and I am the Lord will go yonder and worship and come again to you. I am the Lord will go yonder and worship. The language of worship was the language of Abraham. Worship was ingrained in Abraham. So that when God asked him to go offer Isaac for sacrifice, it was worship. And if you are talking of the blessing, the number one symbol of the blessing in the whole of the Bible is Abraham. You can't talk the blessing without talking Abraham. And Abraham was worship personified until sacrifice became a part of his own worship. And we are going to look at that later on. That is our example number one. Example number two, David. David, the Bible calls David the sweet psalmist of Israel. David was the man of songs. David was the one who said in Psalm 34 and in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. David was the one who said in Psalm 27 and in verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. David was song personified. But look at the weight of the blessing of David in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 10. Spoken out of his own mouth. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. This again is praise. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. I'm reading all the way to verse 13. And the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. And thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. That is, you gave me riches, you gave me honor. And thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great, just like you have made me. And to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Somebody say aloud, amen. There is no blessing under heaven you are looking for that you cannot find in David. Whatever blessing it is, every spiritual gifting and spiritual grace was found in David. prophet, priest, king. And who is David? The symbol of worship in scripture. He was a singer, the music inventor. He was the instrumentalist, the choir director, the songwriter. So massively blessed. Beloved, anytime the devil wants to fight your blessing, he fights your praise. Every time the devil wants to fight your blessing, he fights your praise. If the devil cannot resist your praise, he cannot resist your blessing. There are so many people who know about prayer and fasting. They know many things, but they know nothing about praising and worshiping. I prophesy to you today, you are stepping into the realm of unbelievable blessing as a result of this service this morning. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. The question is, why is it that praise guarantees so much blessing? I have four reasons, but I will share two with us in this service. Number one, praise is the fulfillment of our purpose for existence. You are fulfilling your purpose for existence. Our purpose for creation. In Isaiah 43 and in verse 21, he said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." This is a major reason why I created these people. I created them to praise me. I created them to worship me. And you cannot fulfill the reason why you were created and exist in frustration. It's impossible. It's as if Jehovah is paying you for your assignment. This is the assignment of your life. It's the assignment of worship. It's the assignment of praise. Do it well and you won't beg me. You won't beg me to sustain you on the earth. Listen, your assignment is connected to your fulfillment. If your assignment is praise, your fulfillment will come out of praise. Your assignment is connected to your fulfillment, and your assignment carries your consignment. Your assignment is connected to your fulfillment, and your assignment carries your consignment. Your assignment carries your purpose, carries your package. Don't forget it. Your assignment carries your consignment. Your purpose carries your package. So, people do many things, every other thing. But they are murmuring, they are grumbling, they are complaining. Praise worship time is not their own time, it's for little children. Even in their privacy, in their closet, they have no business with that. But I see that changing today. If you believe that, say loud amen. Number two, why is praise worship carrying so much blessing? Two, praise directly addresses the need of God. Praise directly addresses the need of God. The God of heaven, who is big and massive, does he need anything? Nothing else but to be praised. Every other thing we do addresses our needs. If you are studying the word, it's for your benefit. Even if you are living holy, it is for your benefit. If you are giving, God does not need your money, it's for your benefit. If you are praying, it is for your benefit. The only thing that is of interest to God, I mean, especially that is beneficial to God, let me say that, is your praise. Psalm 50 verse 23. See what it says. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. When you are praising, you are glorifying me. When you are praising me, you are ordering your conversation aright. You are using your words and your speech the way you should use it. And when you do that, I will show you my intervention. Now look at John chapter 4 verse 23. John 4, 23 to 24. He said, but the hour coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is the spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hey, yeah. See what this means. When you pray, you are seeking God. When you worship, God begins to seek you. The Father seeketh such. A majority of people are seeking God. There are a few people God is seeking. That is, it is God that is on the lookout for you. Many people look at people and they, I want to be like this person. I want to. You don't know how they are until you see their secret to God. Read that, the wording of that song. Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. I like you to put the lyrics on the screen. Listen to it and let's internalize it. Just look at the thing that is there. Lord, you know, can you please now? Lord, I come before your majesty, not to see what I can get from you, but to see what I can give to you. But what can I give that you don't have? Oh Lord. And what do I have that I did not get from you? So, since I can't give you anything that will make so much sense, so I bring my praise to you as my sacrifice of love. Lord, I bring my praise to you as my sacrifice of love. Lord, you know that my love for you is not fake. It's real. Set me, Lord, you confirm yourself whether it is fake. And see my sincere love for you. And then you go to verse 2. You say, Lord, I come before your majesty, not in search of what is in your hands, but in search of your lovely face. You can do all things. But there's one you can't do. You can't praise yourself. You can do all things. There's nothing you cannot do. But there is one I am sure you can't do. You can't praise yourself. So my best gift to you is the offering of my praise. When you praise God, you are addressing a need that God can't meet by himself. So I give my praise to you as my sacrifice of love. Lord, I give my praise to you as my sacrifice of love. Lord, you know that my love for you is real. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love for you. Then you go to the third verse. I come before your majesty not to boast of what I am in life, but to glorify your mighty God. For you made me, Lord, to show forth your praises. This, again, part of the assignment. And if I hold my peace, then the stones will cry out, Lord. Why don't we reach this verse all the time? If I hold my peace, the stones will cry out, Lord. So I bring my praise to you as my sacrifice of love. That is, by the time you are doing for God, what God can't do for himself, God will do for you what nobody and nothing can do for you. Nothing. You just come to a point of enviable existence. That was why David came to the point where there was no gift that was available that he did not manifest. There was no realm of operation that was available that David did not flow in. He had no problem of money. No enemy could finish him. Because he had stepped into the realm where he didn't just sing songs, he made music. I decree and I prophesy to somebody here today. It is your new day. Is anybody really getting anything out of what we are saying this morning? It is your new day. You believe that it's your new day, shout the loudest amen. You believe it's your new day, shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly, what is a blessing of praise and worship? This may be common in both services. Number one, is a blessing of his presence. The highest, one of the highest things God can give to anybody is his presence. The blessing of his presence. Psalm 22 and in verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. When you give him your praise, he gives you his presence. The blessing of his presence. You give him your praise, he gives you his presence. Number two is the blessing of supply. The blessing of supply. The Bible said in Psalm 67, and we just read it already, in verse 5 all the way to verse 7, where, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. And God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. When you give him his praise, he puts the earth under pressure. The earth comes under pressure to release for you what is yours. He puts your praise, puts the earth under pressure to release for you what belongs to you. Is the blessing of supply. Number three is the blessing of strength and health. The blessing of strength and health. He blesses you with the strength and the health to keep on doing your assignment and fulfilling your purpose. He said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Proverbs 17:22. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. He gives you the strength and the health to continue to fulfill that assignment. Is the blessing of health. Number four is the blessing of direction. In the climate of praise is direction. Is the blessing of direction. Directing you to where what is yours is waiting for you. Directing you to where your needs are to be met. Directing you here and directing you there is the blessing of direction. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, when Elisha needed direction, a minstrel was brought. And once that happened, direction came as a blessing of direction. And then, number 5 is the blessing of preservation and victory. The blessing of preservation and victory. You cannot be busy fulfilling your life's assignment of giving God the praise, and any witch can waste you before your time. It is not possible. They can waste anybody but not you. No, and any wizard can waste you before your time. It is not possible. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 22 and in verse 23, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. I announce to someone here today, those who came against you shall soon waste themselves. They gang up against your life shall soon scatter back to hell. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Somebody believes that? Say aloud, most amen. And in conclusion this morning, what is our praise about? What is our praise about? Number one, what do we praise with? Number one, praise and glorify God. Or rather, praise and glorify him with your life. That is, God is not just looking for a song from your mouth. He's looking forward to a life that brings him praise. In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. He said, you are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Then he said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Now verse 16. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. There is a life you live that brings glory to God. In the display of character, in the display of excellence, where people in the place of your work can look and just honor God for you. When people in your neighborhood can praise God for your life. When your classmates and contemporaries can look at you and praise God for your life. There is a life you live that brings glory to God. And there is a life you live that brings dishonor to God. The meaning of that is, your lifestyle can neutralize the effect of your singing. That your lifestyle can neutralize the effect of your song. Your character can neutralize the effect of your song. There is a life you live that makes your singing inconsequential. Praise and glorify Him. That's your first primary assignment. That somebody will look at you and say, thank you, Jesus. God is real. And praise you. Number two, you praise and glorify Him with your song. Yes, the song is part of it. And this has nothing to do with the singing voice. It has something to do with melody from the heart. Praise and glorify Him with your song. Psalm 69 verse 30. 69 verse 30. The Bible says, I will praise the name of God with a song. And then magnify Him with thanksgiving. I will praise Him with a song. You praise and glorify Him with your song. Number three, you praise and glorify Him with your thanks. And that includes your testimony, with your thanks, with your testimony. We praise and glorify God with our thanks, with our testimony. In Psalm 69 and in verse 30 where we just read, the B part of it said, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. We talked about a thanksgiving list some time ago, where you are consciously and consistently listing out reasons, things you want to thank God for and you want to appreciate God for on a consistent basis. And when it is time to step out and to say, God did this for me, you are ready to do that. You praise and glorify Him with your thanks, with your testimony. And finally for today, you praise and glorify Him with your resources. Praise is complete when it is backed with sacrifice. In Matthew chapter 2 and in verse 11, Matthew chapter 2 and in verse 11, the Bible said, concerning the wise men that came, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, after they had worshipped, the natural thing to do was to open their treasures. And they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense. Hallelujah. The natural thing to do is to open up your treasure. Any praise that has your treasure closed is not genuine. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my pocket, hold your peace. It's not real. Wherever your, anywhere your heart is, your treasure travels there. For where your heart is, there is your treasure. Your heart cannot be with God and your treasure is not there. You know the depth of a man's worship by their depth of sacrifice. Beloved, I welcome you. Today, I decree the presence of God is coming on you like never before. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. I said the presence of God is coming for somebody like never. You are the one, shout the loudest, amen. And I prophesy in this, now listen to this, in this month of June, the kind of supplies you have never seen in your life is about to hit your hands. Supernatural supply and supernatural supply. Now, this is the month to dance away HIV. This is the month to celebrate away hepatitis. This is the month to bury barrenness. Hey! This is the month to kill hypertension and kill diabetes and kill weakness all the time. This is the month of direction. That area where you are trusting God for direction. Lord, I need to know the steps to make, to take, and the move to make. This is that month. This is that month where the enemies will fight and finish themselves. Is God speaking to somebody here? Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Let's position ourselves and get set for explosive praise. Intensive praise, escalated praise, explosive praise. Let's lift your hands and say, Father, say, Father, I have come here today to glorify you with my life.
With my life.
I am here, Lord.
I am here, Lord.
To glorify you.
To glorify you.
With my song.
With my song.
I'm here.
I'm here.
To glorify you.
To glorify you.
With my thanks.
With my thanks.
And testimonies.
And testimonies.
I am here.
I'm here.
To glorify you.
To glorify you.
With my resources.
With my resources.
Accept my praise.
Accept my praise.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead. Open your mouth and begin to accept my praise. Accept my praise. Precious name. The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. You have 10 solid minutes. Praise like the man from another world. Don't wait for the things to happen before you praise him. Praise them into happening. The way you will praise when that testimony you have been expecting happens, praise it now. The way you will praise on your child dedication day, praise now. The way you will praise on your wedding day, praise now. When you finally hear that the witches and the wizards who will not let you rest have finally been laid to rest. Hey! The way you will celebrate at that time, celebrate it now. Are you ready? Walk to 10 people, tell them I want to praise God. Anyhow. Go, 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 go. Now listen. While this is happening, return the time back to time. While this is happening, at the time to return back unto the prisoners. While this is happening, you have a testimony explosive that is pending. Go ahead and let our officers hear from you. Now let's go. Walk to 7 people, tell them I want to praise God. Go, go.
Somebody give him some. This is my season of busy. I am lost in your love.
voice of truth.